Thanks for joining us for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Osborne, and Smith Center. Remember, for the latest local wrestling information on the web, check out nckssports.com. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chat with head coach Cade Hewitt. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Tuesday at this time by Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit and by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit.
And again, back on the Locker Room Chats, welcome to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats. Cade Hewitt joining us, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Teams. Coach, some events to talk about from over the weekend here. We'll start with the girls because they're already into the postseason. You took three down to McPherson there on Saturday. Zeta Purvis had the best finish for you with a 2-2 record. Riley Croissant won a match for you. Lily Noah wrestled as well. You didn't get anybody out to state, but how do you feel about the way the girls performed and you know, their first year of wrestling at this varsity level?
Yeah, and before we get to that, on senior night, Thursday night, we actually got Riley Croissant a match with the Minneapolis girl, and so it was great to put Riley on the map for her final senior event there at home. And then you fast forward a little bit to Saturday, and Coach Colson took the girls down to McPherson, and so I actually haven't put my eyes on any of the matches, but I watched via track wrestling and so on and so forth, and overall was really pleased with the way our girls performed. Two of our three girls got a win at the region tournament, and I think that's a great first step for a first-year program to make, and obviously the bigger goal would have been to, you know, advance someone to the state tournament, but we just didn't have that in the cards this year. You look at Zeta Purvis's matchup, the first matchup of the day, Belleville girl that we had seen, and that would have been the third time they had wrestled. And Zeta would always score a lot of points on the girl and then eventually would get worn down and get caught out of position and pinned. And so at the region tournament, that's an 8 and a 9 seed matchup. And the Republic County girl goes on to beat us late in the match, and she ends up finding her way into the finals and qualifying for state. And so that's how close we were and how unfortunate of a first-round matchup we had, but really proud of Zeta to battle through the backside and get within two matches of placing and heading to the state tournament. And honestly, on paper and at the beginning of the year, we really thought she was that caliber of wrestler. And so it was great to see her perform up to her capabilities. It was a little disappointing that we couldn't push past that and get qualified for state, but overall very proud of Zeta's Purvis's first freshman year of high school wrestling. You jump over to Riley, and she had to win a match, I believe, to get into the backside of the tournament. She matched up with a pretty tough girl first round that I think went on to place, and so then she had to win a pigtail match to get back into the backside to battle, and she actually caught a fall in that match, and so that was her one win of the tournament, but we were really excited for her to get a win at that region tournament and cap off a 1-year career for us, and it was really great to have her on the team and using her senior leadership for the year. You jump up at 140, and then Lily Noah, she didn't find a win on the day, but she's told me over and over again how close she was in her last match of the day. Ended up matching up with a girl with very, very similar talents to us, and it sounded like the match went pretty deep, and she ended up giving up a fall late in the match, but it was a girl that we scored some points on and wrestled deep into the match, and overall Lily improved tremendously on the year, and we're really proud of the season she put together for us. And so that kind of rounds out our girls region wrestling for the year and moves us on to boys.
Yeah, you boys, you did have two events. You picked up a win in the duel over Minneapolis on senior night, a good night for you, and then the JV at Chapman, kind of a quick synopsis of that and how things go for the boys here in your final week of the regular season.
Yeah, I really want to speak to that senior senior duel, home duel. Was really excited with the atmosphere that our community brought together for that duel. We had a fundraiser that night, and they generated a lot of funds for our kids that will take them to camps this summer and things like that. And so really proud of our community and the way they showed up and the little kids club coming to support made it a really loud and really proud environment for our seniors, and really a great overall duel on paper. It looked to be a tight duel, and due to some sickness and injuries and open spots, on paper, when it finally ended, it wasn't as narrow as we might have thought it had been. But we got some great wins and some great falls there, and so overall, really proud of our team and the atmosphere and the environment, and the overall effort on the night was fantastic for our team, and really excited to take that momentum and roll it into regionals.
A quick look at Chapman then on Saturday for the JV.
Yeah, so at Chapman, we ended up taking four boys, and ironically enough, they were all kids from across town, our St. John's wrestlers, and they went to a very tough junior varsity tournament. There wasn't a ton of kids, but the kids they were matching up with were 4A, 5A school, mm-hmm. junior varsity kids, and so we actually only won one match on the day out of eight out there, and so it kind of speaks to how tough the competition was at that tournament. But overall, it sounds like they wrestled hard and did the best they could, but ended up finishing off that tournament with just one win out of the eight matches we had, and that will cap off some of those kids' freshman campaign for us. Carter Germark was our only win on the day, and he will actually go on to compete for us at regionals in the varsity slot. So looking forward to moving past that event and keeping our momentum from the senior night duel and rolling it into the boys' region tournament next Saturday at Southeast of Saline.
We're talking with Kate Hewitt, the head coach of the Bullitt Trojan Wrestling Team, and when we come back, we'll give a preview of the Southeast Saline Regional here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting Fertilizer BioCatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, HansonAuctionRealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties.
And back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, we're still with the head coach of the Bullitt Trojan Wrestling Team, Kate Hewitt, here on the Locker Room Chats. We are previewing now Southeast Saline Regional coming up this weekend for you, Coach, in 3-2-1A, and obviously you've got a couple returning state qualifiers in Brogan Monty, who was a state champion last year, and Brody Boudreau as well. Those are your top-tier wrestlers that you're taking, but overall about 12 of them going for you, it sounds like, and a good opportunity to get some guys to state, right?
Yeah, and actually a couple years ago, Cole Nielsen was a qualifier for us because he didn't make it in a very tough region last year. A lot of people forget that he was a state qualifier. He won matches at state, and we look to have a very, very successful postseason with him here as he steps back into the lineup after an injury for Rock Hills at 106. And then if you look at the rest of our lineup, really excited with the matchups that we have. We have a lot of kids that are sitting, as far as seeding goes, based on who's beat who all season long. We've got a lot of kids that are sitting in the fourth, fifth, and sixth place seed or whatever you might call it in the tournament, and so what we've got here is an opportunity to maybe beat some kids that have narrowly edged us out previously in the season, or maybe we'll see some kids that are from a different part of the state that we haven't seen, and so overall we're really excited with the opportunity we're going to have at Southeast to go out and wrestle to and above our ability, and see if we can get some kids qualified for the state tournament.
Have you had a chance to look at the brackets yet, or the fields, I guess, for your two top wrestlers there, and then Co as well, just to see how they might fare and being able to get back to state?
Yeah, and so as I mentioned a little bit, I think Co is sitting somewhere around like a fourth four seed or something mm-hmm. like that. Brogan will sit at the top of his bracket mm-hmm. as a one seed, and then Brody will step in as a two seed. He'll be ranked right underneath the number one kid in the state. So overall, those three have our best opportunity to get to the state tournament. But like I tell all the kids in the room, when you step into that tournament, everybody's records go back to 0-0. Yep. And the only way that you're safe is if you can find your way into the region finals or can win in the region consolation semis to go for third and fourth. That's the only place you're safe and the only way we can get to state. And so we have to take it one match at a time, and we are going to have to beat some kids that have beaten us if we want to go to state with some of those kids that are on the fringe.
Cade Hewitt, the head coach of the Bullitt Trojan Wrestling Team here in a locker room chat. Coach, we certainly thank you again for taking the time to be with us here this week, and we hope you have a good weekend out at Southeast for regional wrestling.
Yep, we will. Thank you, Dusty.
Our Beloit Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit and Hanson Auction and Realty in Beloit.
Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, hansonauctionrealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Our Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head coach Jason Knoll. The Bulldog Wrestling Locker Room Chat can be heard every Tuesday evening on KD Country 94 and online at kdcountry94.com. And are proudly sponsored by Midway Co-op and by Landmark Implement.
And welcome back here on our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 High School Wrestling Chats with Jason Knoll, coach of the Osborne Bulldog Wrestling Teams. Coach, we'll cover the girls first here in this first segment. Unfortunately, you didn't get anybody out to the state tournament there in Solana on the girls' side. Cheyenne Knoll was the closest, just one win away from making it to state there at 135. Annie Kendig and Kate Kendig were a couple wins away. Just as you looked at the way the girls performed, first of all, there on Saturday, what were some of the things that you took away from a pretty tough regional there in Scott City?
Yeah, it was tough, but they all wrestled pretty good. They did beat it. Few girls that they weren't supposed to, you know, seating wise, and of course I couldn't fight for any seats because some matches we lost last week. But overall, I think they performed better or above better than what I thought they were going to do. So, especially once I saw the brackets and everything and how they worked out. Man, they came out ready to wrestle, and unfortunately, Annie was still her shoulder was still bothering her a little bit. Cheyenne had a knee bothering her, but overall, I'm still proud of the way they wrestled this year and how they wrestled out this weekend and wrestled. And luckily, none of them are seniors, so I'll get to have hopefully all three of them back next year so we can get hopefully all three of them to stay next year. But yeah, if we keep wrestling like we did this weekend, good things are going to happen, and our girls' program has a really bright future in front of us.
When you looked at the progression, what were some of the biggest things that really you saw as far as the improvement from each one of those girls as the season went on? Obviously, Kate hadn't come out until this year for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not one thing, you know, I can point out. It's multiple things. I mean, they improved so much in week one. They're shooting better. We're moving on bottom better. We're fighting off our back when we get there. We're not getting pinned as much. It's just all around, they just improve so much. It's crazy how coachable they are and how much they want to learn from you, and they do. And they work hard, good things happen, and thankfully they've worked hard this year. And next year, hopefully, we'll add three more for them so they can get a little bit different looks from them through too. So, it just the progression they can make and just the a week or two is incredible, and let alone a year. And I'd have put my girls up against anybody, really. It is a fun year.
We're talking with Jason Noll, the coach of the Osborne Bulldog wrestling team. We'll take a timeout. We come back. We will discuss the boys getting set for their regional tournament this weekend here on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94.
Midway Co-op is your full-service co-op with locations close to where you live. We offer bulk fuel and propane delivery, full-service fertilizer, crop nutrients, and protection. Plus, we clean and treat that seed. We have convenience, tires, batteries, oil changes, and 24/7 fueling centers. The Midway team is good at what they do. Go with Midway Co-op, your best way forward for town and country.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
See us today.
It's the best time of the year to order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower from Landmark Implement during the early order program. Hay harvest is a race against time. Order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower to harvest your hay quickly and efficiently while promoting quick dry down for high quality hay. Now is the time to lock in the best price of the year. Contact your local Landmark location for full details on a new self-propelled windrower and experience the Landmark difference.
And back on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, we're still with Jason Noll, the coach of the Osborne wrestling team. Coach, you have six wrestlers that will be competing this weekend at the 3-2-1A regional on the boys' side in Norton, four from Osborne, and kind of like always, you know, you have two from Lakeside that wrestle with your team during the season, but they have to break off and just wrestle with the Lakeside name coming up here at regionals, but you'll still be coaching them and driving them. Kane Fry, Caden Schultz, Sam Kinda, Gage Seifert there for the Osborne's part of the squad, Grant Middleton and John Shown, and obviously Caden and Grant are looking to make it back to state for the second straight year. So as you look at these guys and what they face this weekend, a very tough regional in Norton, isn't it?
Yes, it's going to be very tough. Everyone's going to have to be like the girls and beat somebody they're not supposed to. But I'm fully confident that we can. Our girls showed up this weekend, and hopefully our boys can show up this weekend, but it's going to be tough. It's going to be a long, tough day, and it's going to be put your nose to the grindstone and see where we come out. But we're going to have a good week of practice here, a lot of drilling and a lot of live wrestling. But other than that, I think we can prepare them for what they're going to see, and hopefully we can punch a couple tickets through.
You know, looking specifically, and I don't want to single them out, but they are your returning guys that are trying to go back to state. So at 157 there for Caden, and then at 215 for Grant, what do those brackets look like for them to maybe get a return trip?
Caden's looking a little bit better than Grant's right now. 157, there's still three or four ranked kids there, you know. But he's wrestled them all, and he's been – one or two going into the third period and gets caught. So Caden's got a pretty good shot. Grant, on the other hand, he's got a little bit tougher yet. There's Franklin kid from Smith Center. He's really, really good. Mm-hmm. That Norton kid, we saw him last week in Phillipsburg and got beat. So we got a lot of improvements to do for Grant, but other than that, he's got a tough road, but he's got a shot too. So everybody's got a shot. It's just who shows up and who has a little bit more heart than whoever on that match. But other than that, I'm fully confident that we can punch a couple through, and hopefully we can punch five or six through. Mm-hmm. So that'd be great. But it'll be tough, but it's gonna be a stressful weekend. That's
Jason Noll, the head coach of the Osborne wrestling team here on the Locker Room Chats. Well, Coach, we certainly thank you for the time again this week and wish you guys the best of luck here this weekend at regionals.
Thank you. I sure appreciate it.
Our Osborne Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Midway Co-op and Landmark Implement.
Ready to upgrade your combine with new technology to make your harvest more efficient, meaning more money in your pocket? The team at Landmark Implement is here to help find the right combine for harvest. Plus, when you purchase a pre-owned combine from Landmark, you are backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network, along with mobile techs and parts drop-off points to keep you up and running, reducing downtime. View inventory online at landmarkimp.com or stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference.
The more you know, the better it goes with your land's productivity. Just say the word, farmers, and one of our agronomy specialists will test the pH, organic matter, and moisture in each zone of your field. Soil testing and tissue sampling provide profitable knowledge. Give us a call. Don't put it off. We present, you decide, the choice is yours. Call 785-346-5451 today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
Make that call today.
We conclude our Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats with Smith Center Head Coach Avery Hawkins. For the latest local wrestling information on the web, check out ncksports.com. The Smith Center Redmond Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Insurance Smart, Melissa Westbrook Agent, Landmark Implement, and by Nutrient Ag Solutions and Smith Center.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Avery Hawkins with us now, the coach of the Smith Center wrestling teams. Coach, you sent the girls to Scott City on Saturday, and everybody at least came away with a win. You did get Casey Harrodsburg at 190 pounds out to the state tournament there in Solana in 4 through 1A with a fourth place finish and a 3-2 record. Nevaeh Rohan and Chloe Padilla both went 1-2 for you. I'm sure you're pleased with the way the girls performed, just overall. Obviously excited probably about Casey getting to the state tournament, but just as an overall, how do you feel about the way the girls wrestled in the tough regional there in Scott City?
Yeah, I thought they competed very well. I'm very proud of Casey, and I'm excited to take her to Salina and see how she can perform at the state tournament. But everybody competed very well. Chloe was at 135. We beat a girl we hadn't beat all year. We'd lost to her a time or so. And then we kind of ran into some good competition. That was one of the better brackets, I thought, at Scott City. It was that 135 weight class. It was pretty tough all the way through, so I was proud of the way she did. And same with 125, very, very tough, good competition. We beat a girl we hadn't beat before, so I was excited to see how they performed. I thought they did an excellent job, and I really enjoyed having them this year, and they were awesome to work with, and they continued to come to work and want to get better each and every day, so I really appreciated that.
Again, you get Casey to state, and then you did have some boys' duels there at the end of the week as you took on Republic County on Thursday and slipped by them by six in the duel. And then at Plainville, you picked up a win there on Friday as well. Just how'd the duels go for the boys as you finished out the regular season portion of your schedule there?
Yeah, no, competed very well in both of those duels. Not everybody got a match between those 2 days just because with a smaller school, sometimes we don't match up very well. They have kids where we don't. We have kids where they don't.
Mm-hmm.
But, I thought we did a good job. A little bit shorter, but it's always good to wrestle in front of your home crowd. Those were both home duels, so it's good to get the fans involved and show them what we've got, especially right before regionals. So I really liked the way the schedule panned out for us this year. I thought we did an excellent job of competing. I wish we could have got a few more matches there for the boys those last couple of days, but that's just kind of how things go, and not a whole lot you can do about it. But I was really pleased with the way we did, what we did, and
So you move on with regionals. We will preview that for the boys. 3-2-1A regional coming up this weekend at Norton here on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 after this break.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today. It's the best time of the year to order a new John Deere self-propelled wind rower from Landmark Implement during the early order program. Hay harvest is a race against time. Order a new John Deere self-propelled wind rower to harvest your hay quickly and efficiently while promoting quick dry down for high quality hay. Now is the time to lock in the best price of the year. Contact your local Landmark location for full details on a new self-propelled wind rower and experience the Landmark difference.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrient Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
And welcome back in our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're still with Avery Hawkins, head coach of the Smith Center Wrestling Teams. Coach, you get set for 3-2-1A Boys Regional this weekend in Norton. And much like the girls, as you head out west, it'll be another tough one here. A lot of great talent and teams here at this Norton Regional. Just looking at your group, sending 10 down there, you do have three guys that will be competing this weekend that are returning state qualifiers, and Luke Franklin, Eli Franklin, and Carson Montgomery. And Eli's clearly returning state champion there at 215, so looking to get back to the state tournament. But a total of 10, as you look at this group and see how they stack up, how do you feel about this regional in Norton?
Yeah, the key is just to do what we say we've been wanting to do and hopefully peak at the right time. We've been working all season just for Saturday. That's what all of our work all season has been geared towards, is for this Saturday and then hopefully the Saturday following. So all the work that we've put in, all the way our practice is structured, the things that we do has all been to prepare for this. And I just hope that we can see that come through on Saturday in Norton. But you're 100% right, as you said. You know, this is going to be the toughest regional by far that we can compete in. There's a few weight classes there that I look at, and, you know, it's pretty staggering. There's some pretty good kids in there, and it's going to be tough to get some guys through. But those three returners, you know, I hope to see them back in the state tournament, and I hope to get a few more as well. I think we've got a chance to take, you know, six, maybe seven guys on to Salina. So I'm excited for it. This is, as a competitor, this is what you live for, these big moments and these big tournaments and the opportunity to make it to the state tournament. And I'm looking forward to it as a coach as well, just to see how we perform, and hopefully we can get some guys through and compete in Salina.
I don't always like to single out, but obviously Eli excelled at 215 last year and won a state championship. And just kind of talking with everybody, this seems to be a pretty tough weight class at 215, right?
Extremely tough, yeah. Even just at this regional, it's going to be very tough. So he's going to have to be on his A game. He usually is. He likes to compete in under the spotlight, you know, and shines the brightest, he wrestles his best. So I'm hoping to see that out of him this weekend. But yes, the field is going to be very difficult, but I think he's ready for that challenge.
Avery Hawkins, head coach of the Smith Center Wrestling Team here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, we certainly wish the best to all your kids this weekend, and hopefully we'll be talking about some state qualifiers next week.
All right, thanks.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Insurance Smart, Melissa Westbrook Agent, Landmark Implement, and Nutrien Ag Solutions in Smith Center.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Ready to upgrade your combine with new technology to make your harvest more efficient, meaning more money in your pocket? The team at Landmark Implement is here to help find the right combine for harvest. Plus, when you purchase a pre-owned combine from Landmark, you are backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network, along with mobile techs and parts drop-off points to keep you up and running, reducing downtime. View inventory online at landmarkimp.com or stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference. Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With five locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today. Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches at Beloit, Smith Center, and Osborne.